continuing our discussion on diabetes with Dr. Sonali Desgupta. Dr. Desgupta, we were talking earlier about the main causes and what is diabetes. So what is pre-diabetes and what can we do about it?
Great question. So pre-diabetes is something that we've become aware of fairly recently. And it's really the range of blood sugar that's tested for in a blood test that is the zone between a completely normal sort of blood sugar for a healthy person with normal kind of blood sugar physiology and developing overt diabetes, where you're given the diagnosis of diabetes and then usually would be put on medication to try and treat that. So the way that we can identify whether you've got pre-diabetes or not is through a blood test. It's a blood test, a fairly simple blood test. It's called a HbA1c. Now what that means is what we're trying to detect is in your blood, you've got red blood cells. So red blood cells are the thing that carries oxygen around the body. Now those red blood cells, they last for about 3 months. So your body will make those red blood cells. They last in the body for about 3 months. And then they get destroyed and then you get new red blood cells. Now, over that 3 month period, your red blood cells sort of mop up different things and different things attach onto it. And what we're measuring is how many glucose molecules are attached to the protein of that hemoglobin. So what the red blood cells are made out of. So what that gives us is a 3 month average of how high your blood sugar is in the blood. So we have various different ranges and cutoffs where we diagnose diabetes. So pre-diabetes in kind of, I suppose, new units is the units that I tend to work with and think about. So diabetes, for example, it starts at a level of 48. So HbA1c of 48 would normally give you a diagnosis of diabetes. And normal HbA1c is less than 42. So then you've got a range between 42 and 48 where we would define you as having pre-diabetes. And once we've identified that, what we do is that kind of sets you up for keeping an eye on it. So keeping an eye on your HbA1c, we would recommend monitoring that every year just to see what the trend is. But B, it affords you an opportunity to have a look at your lifestyle, which includes having a look at the types of things that you eat and having a look at how kind of sedentary you are or how much movement you're doing, so increasing your exercise. And if you can make positive changes in those areas of your lifestyle, you can bring down your HbA1c significantly and really reduce the risk of diabetes. And a lot of patients will then never go on to develop diabetes if they make those changes.
So pre-diabetes can affect any age group and either male and female?
Yeah, so like I said in the previous podcast, your risk of diabetes does tend to get higher as you get older. But what we are seeing is actually people are developing diabetes and pre-diabetes at a younger age. And we think that's partly because of our modern lifestyles. We're kind of living, we're working in jobs, a lot of us are working in jobs that are quite sedentary. The kind of the way that we eat has changed. There's a lot of processed foods that are available to us that perhaps we're eating a little bit more of. So what we're seeing is actually we're getting more and more diagnoses of overt diabetes in what we call younger patients. So people in their we're seeing more of it actually, people in their 30s, 40s. Whereas, in previous decades, we wouldn't really see very many people sort of younger than 50 who would develop type 2 diabetes. So in answer to your question, yes, pre-diabetes can affect, can theoretically affect any age group. But we start to think about it a little bit more as we approach midlife, so kind of late 30s, 40s, 50s. So that's usually a good time to kind of have a look at your risk of chronic diseases like this. You can get younger, so you can think about it perhaps earlier if, for example, you've got a very strong family history of type 2 diabetes, if you've had relatives who've been diagnosed with it sort of at a relatively young age, or those who have a very high BMI, they have higher rates of insulin resistance. So that's something if you think you if your BMI is high, so if you're in the overweight or obese category, then yeah, at any age I would think about what is your blood sugar doing and how is it responding to the foods that you're eating. And it's worth knowing about, because once we know about it, we can monitor it and we can initiate changes to try and bring it down. And because it's something that we can monitor quite readily in a number of different ways, it affords us a good opportunity to make changes and then see those changes kind of play out in those tests that we do.
That's great, thank you.